you know, that's on the coaches and their game plan, their play calling. And, you know, I think we got a great plan in line, and we look forward to playing this game.
When teams do like to do that a lot, does it expose certain areas? I mean, just in general, yeah, not specifically speaking. But
yeah, of course. I mean, they're going to have anytime you blitz or anything like that, things are going to be open. Always are going to be open. So we just have to be able to find them and make the plays when they're there.
Randall, does the cold weather affect anything that you guys do on offense, whether it be ball security or preparation, anything on offense that...
Just understanding that it's going to be cold and, you know, practicing in the cold and catching balls in the cold and just getting used to it.
Is there an emphasis on how well Philly is able to get the ball out? They're pretty good at forcing fumbles. They forced a few more on Tuesday night. Has that been, or Monday night, has that been stressed this week at all?
No.
Any more so than usual?
No. What's stressed is their ball security. We know it's on us. It's not on them taking it away. It's on us protecting it.
As a fellow returner, watch Sproles, do you see things that, you know, make him special in that category?
Honestly, no, I have not watched too much of his returns this year, so I don't really know what he's been doing, but I know he's a threat. You know, his quickness, his ability to, you know, break tackles makes him very dangerous.
You've had so much home success this year, but at least based on the records, the Eagles look like a better opponent than some of the teams you've hosted. Do you expect a big challenge this week?
It's going to be a tough game, of course. They're a great team, you know. They've won some big games, some against some good teams. So it's definitely going to be a challenge for us this week, and we look forward to it.
The added importance, knowing, I mean, if you look at the way the NFC stacks up right now, tiebreaker could be in play in a couple of weeks from now, just because of this game.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, well, I mean, for sure. But that's a few weeks from now. We're not worried about that right now. We're worried about going 1-0 this week.
Is it weird to look at the stats? You and Jordy, among receivers, 1 and 2 in the NFL in receiving touchdowns, because you got the tight ends, Gates and Thomas, but you two are 1 and 2 in receivers.
That's pretty cool.
When you look at that, last week you get 2 tight ends, touchdown, Eddie scores a touchdown, but you guys find a way to keep finding the end zone. Do you figure at some point you'll have a game without a touchdown, or you expect one game at this point?
You never know how the game's going to go whenever you start it off, and you got to make the most opportunities that you do get, and you know, try to find it, find the end zone when you can, but you know, you never know. So you just have to go in with the game plan, and we're not really worried about the touchdowns. We're trying to find a way to win.
Randall, I know you guys try to score every possession, but what does it do just for a whole game when you come out scoring the opening possession?
It's big. It's huge. Anytime you can have a fast start, it puts your defense in a good position, and just being able to make those plays and you know, start with a lead is always big for offense.
When you were quarterback in college, did you guys script early plays? Was that something you liked to do?
Yeah, I think every offense is different, every coordinator is different, and every play caller is different. So it just depends on the situation in the game.